Good day and welcome back to Let's Talk. Today, it's the same two hosts back here again. My name is, of course, Pastor Daniel Collins, and we have Pastor Webster with us. Pastor Webster, could you just say hi to the listeners?
Pleasant good day to each and every one of you. And let me say thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. And then another special thanks to you who share these devotions. We trust that what we are sharing with you is very helpful, and we thank you for partnering with us. Today, we want to inspire you a little bit in regards to taking care of that body that God has given to you, and I will do the same with the one that he has given to me. Pastor Collins, talk to us a little bit about it.
All right, so let's get right into it. I got a few verses I want to read first. Of course, I got some questions. We're going to do it a little differently today, and hopefully we would all learn something and learn and grow by what we review. The first passage I want to read and briefly discuss is taken from Genesis chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. You got that passage, Pastor Webster?
Yes, I do.
So from my understanding of this, when it is mentioned here, way back in history, it sounds as if God was saying that man should live 120 years.
That man could live at least.
Could live 120 years.
Yes.
And to be honest, if we were to look at the lives of the folks that lived then, and we have a little chart, a little timeline to look at, many of those folks lived way beyond 120 years back throughout the book of Genesis. Now, if we were to go a little further, in the book of Psalms, there's another passage here that I would read, and we could discuss both of these. Psalms chapter 90. Psalms, that's 90, verses 8, 9, and 10. It says, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. That's 70 for us modern people. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and be flying away. So in here we see two different age ranges here that God speaks about men living towards, or that men could live towards. First was 120 years, the second was 70 years, and by reason of strength, up to 80 years. Of course, we've been speaking about sickness, and we all know that sickness could lead to death. Certain sicknesses could also shorten one's life. And that's what we plan to discuss today. Now, I have a timeline here, Pastor Webster, and I'm going to pass you your copy of it so you could see it. And you may be wondering, while you're reviewing that, I'll just talk a little. You may be wondering, how on earth would the viewers get to see what we are looking at? All right, I'm going to put a copy up for them to see it as well. And I'm going to ask you to just look at this and tell me what jumps out at you when you look at the lifespan of the patriarchs. So what we're looking at here are the patriarchs from the first man, Adam, straight up to Jacob. And we could see here their lifespan. For example, if we were to look at Adam, right after Adam's name, 130 years. Adam was 130 years old when he had his first son. If you were to look at the end of the bar, all the way to the right of Adam's name, you'd see 930. So Adam lived a total of 930 years. And those numbers represent the same thing for the different folks. For example, Seth lived 105 years before he had his first son. And in total, Seth lived 912 years. So if you were to take a wide view of this, Pastor Webster, and at a glance, what pops up to you?
As I was looking at this chart, I was looking at how the time span, the years that one lived began to decrease. But when I look at Jared, he was 162 before he had Enoch, but he lived 962 years. He lived longer than Adam. So if I say that from one generation to the next, the years were becoming less than less. If you look at Methuselah, he lived 187 before he got his son, Lamech, but he lived 969 years. That jumped out at me. And even Noah, he lived 500 before he got Shem, and he lived 950. That's quite a difference in age, if these numbers are correct.
Indeed. Now, you would see a line there that represents the time of the flood. And after the time of the flood, from what I see, it looks like everyone born after the time of the flood lived less than 500 years.
Everyone born after the flood. Yes, you're correct.
Yes.
I was looking at Shem. He lived 600, but everyone after him lived less and less years on this chart.
On this chart. And all the way down to the bottom, we see the one who lived the least. That was Jacob. He lived 147 years. Now, when I look at something like this, I would have to ask myself, what on earth happened? Why men, right after the flood, started living less years? Now, I think I may have stumbled across something. I may have a possible answer, but we're going to read the scriptures because the scriptures tell us a few things. And we're going to ask a few questions. We're going to go back and forth and discuss it. Now, the first passage I want us to look at concerning the lifespan, let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 28, 29, and 30. Now, these passages are not new. The information found in here was not put in here today. But sometimes when we read things, we are so accustomed to those things that we just fly over them and certain things we don't get. But in Genesis 1, 28, 29, and 30, we read the following. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, and this is God speaking to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So what this is saying here, God speaking to Adam and Eve, he's blessing them, he's sending them out, telling them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over everything that's living on the earth. And he's telling them, for food, I have given you every green herb bearing seed, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Verse 30 says, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. We're going to take a break right here. Our time is up. But for the next episode, we're going to speak about this. Because in here, I see some things that years ago, I didn't realize. From these passages, it looks like men, and women of course, were eating herbs and fruit. And it also looks like the animals and the fowls of the air and everything that creepeth were eating herbs and herbs only. But that's it for this episode. We're going to get back with the next one. Thank you for listening. If this information is valuable to you, please let us know. So we know we're on the right track. If you say, guys, I think y'all could do better, and here are some suggestions, please let us know that as well. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.